Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger of Young Israel Pasea Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights of the Daf series. This week's Daf is Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Beis. We start the 8th Perek, and the topic is Tadir V'Hashein, O Tadir, Tadir Kodem, which comes first? And it's a discussion of Beis Shammai Shita and Beis Hillel Shita when it comes to the Brachos of Kiddush. The Mishnah brings down a whole list of machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding the halachos of a suda. After the Mishnah lists all the cases, the Gemara then starts to analyze the different machlokes that we see in the Mishnah. We first bring down a brisa which not only mentions the first machlokes that we have by Kiddush, of which bracha comes first, the Bari Pri HaGafen, or the bracha of Kiddush, which could either be Mikadosh Shabbos on Shabbos, Mikadosh Yisrael Hazmanim on Yontif, Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz, Mikadosh Yisrael Yom HaZikaron and Rosh Hashanah. That bracha, with the machlokas being which comes first, the Bari Pri HaGafen or the bracha of the Yom. But not only does it give the list of machlokas, but it gives the respective reasons of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as well. Let's read the brisa and then analyze the reasons. The brisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Devarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Suda. These are the things that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai differ when it comes of Hilchos Suda. Beis Shammai Omrim Mevarech Al Yom V'Harkach Mevarech Al Yayin. Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai says, the bracha of the Yom, it's used Shabbos for just argument, for just, you know, common purposes. It's the most common. So that the Mekadosh HaShabbos comes first, and you would say they make the Kiddush, Asher Kitchum Zavet Savanu, and so on. Then you go, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, Baruch Atah Hashem Okeh Me'acholam Bori Pri HaGafen, and you would drink. That's Beis Shammai would say you do. Now, why does Beis Shammai say this? It gives two reasons. The first reason is, Shehayom Gorim L'Yayin Sheyavo, that the day causes just to have the wine. And secondly, Uchavar Kodesh Hayom V'adayin Yayin Lova. The day had already received this Kedusha, and you had not brought wine to make Kiddush with. What do these mean? So let's look at Rashi for some insight. The first reason, Rashi says, Shayom Gorim L'Yayin Sheyavo. It says, Koslo Ba Ela B'Shviel Shabbos L'Kiddush. This cup is only coming for Shabbos to make Kiddush. First answer is telling us the following. It was Shabbos that brings us Kos, meaning had it not been Shabbos, we would not be drinking a cup of wine by the Suda. This indicates to us that it's Shabbos that's bringing on the bracha of the yayin, and since Shabbos causes it, it goes first. The second answer, Ukvar Kiddush Hayom, that Shabbos has already been there, meaning Mishakiblu Olav O Mitzesa Kochavim, from when either you're a Mekabel accepting Shabbos, or from the time that you can see three stars. And what Rashi means is the following. Shabbos is started before you make Kiddush. This happens in one of two ways. Either a person is Mekabel Shabbos on his own. We already know from the Gemara in the 4th Perek that a person could already be Mekabel Shabbos all the way back from Plaga Mincha and beyond. We also know that it's kind of accepted that when we say Boy B'Shalom and Mizmor Shir, that we accept Shabbos upon ourselves, even though it's way before it's Tzeis HaKochav. But there's also the default time where Shabbos automatically is accepted, and that is Tzeis HaKochav. Meaning if a person does not daven, it's not Mekabel Shabbos in his tefillah, then by automatically all the Chiyuva Midei Raisa take effect at Tzeis HaKochav. So that's what Rashi is telling us. And now we continue on analyzing Rashi's opinion, or Rashi's explanation. Beis Shammai's position, explains Rashi, is that the onset of the Kedusha of Shabbos is not dependent on the recitation of Kiddush on the coast, but rather upon your acceptance of Shabbos, done either formally with the cessation of Malacha and a declaration during davening, or with the advent of Tzeis HaKochavim. Kiddush on the coast demonstrates what we have already done already. So since the Kiddush on the coast does not play a role in the start of Shabbos, but rather just an enhancement of the fact that, in a way to indicate that we have accepted Shabbos already, it's not deemed as the main bracha, and therefore recited second according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel has a different take on Kiddush. What does Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel counters the following argument. Beis Hillel Omrim, the Gemara says, Mevarach al yayin v'charkech mevarach al yom. Why she'ayayin gorim l'kedusha she'teyomer? Wine causes us to recite Kiddush. What does that mean? Rashi says, She'im ein yayin. If you don't have wine, lo mekadshin. You can't make Kiddush. What does this mean? It's the wine at the end that causes us to recite Kiddush. The proof? If a person has no wine, he wouldn't recite Kiddush. Kiddush is a declaration that we've accepted Shabbos, and it must be done over a cup of wine. Now, Agav Rashi mentions on the Kaddish Alapas, what happens if a person doesn't have wine, or can't drink wine, and they want to use pas to make Kiddush on? So Rashi says, "From the Kaddish Alapas, gamu bimkom yain, ubirchos apas kodemus." So what do we see? We see as, so if one would not have either here, so we see that again. Kiddush's declaration that we've accepted Shabbos. The Chazal indicated that it must be done over a cup of wine or a pas if one doesn't have wine. So if one would not have either of these items, he would not recite Kiddush. That's what Rashi is telling us, according to Beis Shammai. So on the surface, it appears that Machlokas is almost like a classic. You know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it Shabbos or is it Kiddush? Are we looking at the fact that, you know, we view the fact that the Kiddush of Shabbos is there before, or Shabbos is what makes us come to make Kiddush on? Or do we say that if you don't have wine, you can't make Kiddush, period, so that's why the wine comes first? Either way, the Machlokas and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai over here is very dependent on Kiddush itself. Which brings the second reason that Beis Hillel brings, very seemingly out of character, and it's going to pose a problem to Beis Shammai. What do we see? Devar Acher, another explanation. Birchas Hayayin Tadira. The bracha of Yayin is more common. Birchas Hayayin Tadira. The bracha on the day is not as Tadir. And Tadir Vesheno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. When we have a mitzvah that's common and a mitzvah that's not common, we do the mitzvah that's common first. What does this mean? It means the following. The bracha Borei Per Gafen is more common. It is, especially when, for those when wine was a preferred drink, and drank each day. But even for, right? But even for us who don't drink wine as much during the week, the fact is, wine is tadir is that the ability to make a Borei Pri HaGafen exists 7 days a week. The bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos could only be recited in a meaningful way. That's not going to be a bracha of Atala when you recite it on Shabbos. That being the case, we have a rule. When faced with two mitzvos, one which can be performed more frequently, and which is performed less frequently, we do the one that is done more frequently first. What's this based on? Rashi quotes for us a Gemara in Maseches Vachim, which states the following. The Gemara says the following, and here's Rashi quoting it, Napkal Maseches Vachim, Mehaikra, Dichsib ben Musafim. We learn this out in Maseches Vachim from the following pasuk that's written by Musaf. Milvado las haboker, asher lo las hatamid, tasu es eile. No, for those who are interested, we could sing a Kawe eile, for those who want to get their winter, early winter Pesach fix, but yeah, so what does it say in that pasuk? Besides the ola that's brought in the morning, that is the tamid, carbon tamid, you should do these carbonos as well. What does milvad mean? Milvad mashmal acher sheikraftam et tamid takrivu musafim. So Rashi says, it means that after you have offered the tamid, then you bring the musaf, the kadarshinan, and when you learn out, asher liolasa tamid. This extra pasuk of asher liolasa tamid, kra yaseir lemelef, the bishvil sheyehei shehi tamid, Hikdim HaKosav, because it is Tamid. That's why the Pasuk mentioned first, Mikana Talamid L'chola Tamidim. What does this tell us? On a day where there's a chiyuv to bring two karbonos tzibur, i.e. a Tamid and a Musaf, we bring the Tamid first because it is more Tadir than the Musaf. This is the parallel that Beis Hillel brings to Kiddush. So now we have an issue with this reason that poses a difficulty to the sheath of Beis Shammai. Till now we were explaining that the Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai was a self-contained Machlokas limited to the area of Kiddush, with each shita focusing on a different aspect as being the main one, which determines the order of the brachos. But we both will agree that both aspects are the same. Beis Hillel is not going to say that, no, Shabbos starts with Kiddush. Beis Shammai is not going to say that if you have no wine or no pas, you make Kiddush. They both agree on the concepts. It's not a machlokas about whether this is yes or this is no. It's just a machlokas as to which one takes precedence, which one is the factor in terms of the brachos. However, Tadir Vesheno Tadir, Tadir Kodim, it kind of sounds like, on the surface, Beis Shammai is saying that we don't hold to this principle, and that's very, very difficult, because we do see this by karbonos. We see this by the halacha which stems from karbonos, and that's, of course, tefillah. We daven shachris before we daven musaf every day. Next week, Bezos Hashem, we have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. But the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, what do? We take up three Sifrei Torah. And what do we read? We read from Parsha Shavua. We then read from Rosh Chodesh. We read from Chanukah. Why is that done? Because again, Todir Vesheno Todir, Todir Kodem. And that's, of course, why when it's just plain Rosh Chodesh Chanukah also, we read the Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah. Tadr Vishenu Tadr Tadr Kodem. It's kind of a universally accepted principle that we find by Karbanos and later on drawn into Tefillah. So that being the case, one can't really explain that Bishami disagrees with the concept of Tadr Kodem. Is that possible? So if it's the case that the Bishami does not agree with Tadr Kodem, how does Bishami get around the idea of Tadr Kodem? So again, so that's the question. Tadr Vishenu Tadr Tadr Kodem, that's a universal concept that's accepted by everybody. So either you're going to say that Beis Shammai disagrees with it, which we know is not the true, not the case. So then how would Beis Shammai understand their halacha of Kiddush in lieu of Tadr Vishenu Tadr Tadr Kodem? So the truth is, this question was asked by Reb Soloveitchik, and his answer is brought down in the Rishimos Shiurim, and Reb Soloveitchik is going to say the following. The first thing is, we got to realize one thing. Beis Shammai holds that, first of all, we got to realize that, or Beis Shammai is going to answer you. I think everybody holds to this. Beis Shammai is going to answer you that, first of all, Tadr Vishenu Tadr Tadr Kodem is a principle that's put into effect when you have both mitzvos are equal. In other words, when both mitzvos are a chiyuv, so then you say Tadr Vishenu Tadr Tadr Kodem. But if you have two mitzvos, one which is a chiyuv and one which is not a chiyuv, then we wouldn't go ahead and say Tadr Vishenu Tadr Tadr Kodem. And the fact of the matter is, this explains the Rav, is really the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And that is, what is the role of Bori Pri HaGafen in our Kiddush? Do we say that Bori Pri HaGafen is simply a Birchos HaNenin, which was added in to Kiddush? Because practically speaking, once Chazal were misakin that you make Kiddush on wine, you need the matir to allow you to drink the wine. Or do we say that once Chazal were misakin Kiddush on wine, the bracha on the wine, the Bari Pri HaGafen, automatically becomes part of the bracha of Kiddush as well? In other words, are we looking at this bracha of Kiddush as, this bracha of Bari Pri HaGafen, as an integral part of Kiddush? Or do we say, no, it's a Berchos HaNenin that was kind of added into the Kiddush? It's almost like the Hakira that we learned about in the 7th Perek, that the Rav also brought down, that once we add Hatova Meitiv to Benching, is it considered to have the din of Birchas HaMazon, or is it its own independent bracha that was brought over there? And this would now make sense according to Beis Shammai, because what's Beis Shammai going to say? Beis Shammai is going to say that the bracha of Bori Pri HaGafen by Kiddush is really strictly a Birchas HaNenin. The fact that it's a Birchas HaNenin tells us that it's not on the same level as the bracha of Kiddush. Birchas HaNenin is an optional bracha. There's no chiyuv for us to make a Bori Pri HaGafen or a Shehakol any day of the year. It's just that when you're going to be eating a food, you need to make a Birchas HaNenin as a matir to allow you to eat the food, as opposed to taking it out of the category of ma'al or me'ila that we speak about at the beginning of the 6th parak. That's what Beis Shammai is going to be saying as far as the Bari Pri HaGafen when it comes to Kiddush. So therefore, he's not going to be saying Tadr Vishenu Tadr Tadr Kodem, not because he doesn't hold to the principle. We know he holds to the principle. But rather, he holds that Kiddush is a Birchas HaMitzvah, Bori Pri HaGafen is a Birchas HaNenin. Beis Hillel is going to disagree. Beis Hillel is going to say that, no, once Chazal have instituted that you make Kiddush on the coast, so once you're making Kiddush on the coast, automatically the Bori Pri HaGafen becomes part of the Kiddush. Therefore, what happens? You will say Tadr Vishenu Tadr Tadr Kodem. But it goes even one step further according to Beis Shammai, because if Beis Shammai is going to be saying that the Bori Pri HaGafen is a Birchas HaNenin, then the truth of the matter is, putting Tadr Vishenu Tadr aside, you couldn't possibly make Bori Pri HaGafen and then say the Bracha of Kiddush. Why? Because that is a Hefsek, right? What happens? You're making a Bori Pri HaGafen and then you're going to make a whole other Bracha and then you drink. It doesn't work. But if you say that the Bori Pri HaGafen is functioning as part of the Kiddush, so what are we doing? Really, we're saying this whole long Kiddush, which has two parts to it. It's got the Bori Pri HaGafen, which serves two dinim. It's the din is a din in the Berachas HaNenen, practically that you can't skip for the Bori Pri HaGafen, but also it's a din in Kiddush. So once the Bori Pri HaGafen has both components, as Beis Hillel is going to say, so once it has both components, so then, yeah, we'll apply Tadr Vashino Tadr Tadr Kodem because they're going to be equal. So therefore, the Rav says the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is in fact as to whether the brat we hold of Tadr Vashino Tadr Tadr Kodem, that everybody holds across the board, but rather is the Bori Pri HaGafen on the same plane as the bracha of the Kiddush. And as a nafkamina, Reb Chaim of Brisk, the Rav's grandfather, wrote down a nafkamina, and he said, what if a person just hears the bracha of Mikadish HaShabbos and didn't hear the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen? So according to Beis Hillel, you're not going to be Yotzei. Because why? Borei Pri HaGafen is an integral part of the Kiddush. However, according to Beis Shammai, Borei Pri HaGafen is a Berachos HaNenen. So you're still Yotzei already Kiddush. So therefore, according to Reb Chaim, you would actually have to go back and hear Kiddush again if you didn't hear the Borei Pri HaGafen. So what we've seen over here is a re-understand, totally a way that the Rav Soloveitchik went and took the concept of Tadr Sheino Tadr and focused it around Kiddush and showed how this concept that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree, it has to be that Beis Shammai would have to view the Baruch HaBorei Pri HaGafen differently, and we have a total now understanding, different understanding, as what's the relationship of Borei Pri HaGafen to Kiddush. Is it part of the actual Kiddush itself, or is it viewed as a Berachas HaNenen, which is attached to Kiddush? Kol Tov, have a wonderful week.